So we say the word Shema Yisrael, even if we're by ourselves, even if we're alone. That's rather strange, meaning if we're in a shul with a whole load of people, we understand that we're calling out to each other, Shema Yisrael, listen, each and every one of us. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one and only. But when you're by yourself, who are you calling out to? There's no one else there. How does that work? So the Maharal continues and says, even though you don't have any other Jews in front of you when you're saying Shema, or even if you don't have any other Jews in front of you when you're saying Shema, you can still say Shema Yisrael, because you're still speaking to the Jewish people as a whole. Because that which you're saying Shema as an individual is in some way lacking. Because Hashem's Malchus, Hashem's kingship, is really only over a nation. And therefore, what you need to do is attach yourself to the nation wherever they are, as if you are saying it together with Jews. Truth is, you really are saying it with Jews all over the world. Even if you're not in the same place, at the same time and in the same time period, we're all doing the same thing. And therefore, each and every person who is accepting upon themselves Ol Malchus Shamayim, the responsibilities of being a Jew, needs to take responsibility for themselves. But we turn to the Jewish nation and connect to the nation wherever they are. Because it only really works when we're together as a nation. And the truth is, this really obligates me to feel part of the Jewish people. My Avodas Hashem can only really be done, can only be really be fulfilled as part of a greater nation and not as a private individual. And that's why the Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael explains that the Torah could only be given once the Jewish people were 600,000 men. 60 is a number of completion. In the world of the Maharal, 6 itself is all 6 directions, up, down, front, back, right, left, north, south, east, west, up and down, whatever you want to call it. And you times that by 10, all 10 different dimensions. 6, 60, 600, 600,000. These are numbers of completion. And only when the Jewish people were complete could they receive the Torah. Only as a nation as a whole. That's the point. We might be reading the parashas now of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Torah wasn't given to them. The Torah could never be given to individuals. The Torah could only be given to a klal. The Torah could only be given to a nation. And therefore, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you are. And even if you're alone, you turn to the klal and connect with it, because a Jew is never alone. We're always identified with the wider Jewish people. We're not private individuals that happen to have a certain set of beliefs. We're part of a nation. We identify as such and are identified as such. And when we say the Shema, we're connecting to all of that with all of its glory and all of its power. Because we're never alone, even when we're sitting by ourselves.